Unit 9. 9.1.
Okay, so it's agreed then. We're both going to look at computer viruses as the main issue in our essays. So, the first thing that we need to do is write down
But I haven't done any reading yet.
Oh, it doesn't matter for now. I always try and make some notes on what I know already before I hit the books.
What is it you do with the books?
Read. Before I start reading any books or articles.
Oh, right. You read?
Yeah.
So just making notes, like that?
Yeah. Just thinking about what I already know and don't know. It kind of helps my reading.
Okay. A good idea.
So, what do we know about viruses?
Well, there are many different kinds, and they have different results.
Right. So the main problem is the kind of virus that means you lose all your data, everything. Wow, that must be terrible.
Mm.
And there are the ones that are just jokes.
Joke? But it's not funny when you get a virus.
Yeah, no, it's not. What I mean is that all the virus does is create a silly message that appears on your computer screen. But that's all they do. You get the message or the joke or whatever, and it's all over. They're harmless. They don't hurt anyone, but they can be annoying.
Okay, yes, now I get it. Just a funny message, but really not so funny. As you say, annoying.
And the other thing about computer viruses is that they spread from computer to computer, sometimes really quickly. Like millions in a matter of minutes.
Just like a human being with a flu virus.
Exactly.
Mm. Then there are the little ones, you know, called worms.
Worm? Oh, do you...
Oh, yes, sorry. Worm.
Yes, worm.
They exist just on their own and create lots of trouble.
Separate entities.
Yes. What? Separate...
Entity. You know, something that exists independently.
Entity?
Yeah.
Separate, on their own.
That's right. And what about the bigger ones? You know, written in the same language as the computer program it attacks.
Bigger? No, there's a better word.
Macro?
Yes, macro.
Okay, so worms versus macroviruses. What else?
Well, like how quickly they can act. Some act immediately, but others, like, they sit in a computer for a while and then destroy things when you're not expecting it. And all that time is sitting there, waiting.
Like a time bomb.
Yeah, and there are also the ones that attack a program slowly, bit by bit.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know why people do that. I mean, what do they get out of it?
Well, they enjoy the other person's disgrace.
Disgrace? What do you mean? It's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, not shame. Disgrace. Disgrazia.
Yeah, but shame and disgrace, that's more or less the same thing.
So it's not the same in English. Disgrazia, when something bad happens.
Ah, okay. So you mean something like their bad luck, their misfortune.
Okay. So these people enjoy the other person's misfortune.
Right, that makes more sense. Okay, guess we should also think about what people can do about these viruses.
Education.
You mean at school?
Yes, but also educating and informing everyone, telling them all the time what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be careful when they open unknown email and things like that.
And, of course, antivirus software.
Do you think it's any good?
Seems to help. They update all the time. And people should learn to back up their files regularly.
Yes, they're all good ideas. But can we really stop them?
Viruses?
No, I was thinking about the people who write them. Can we stop these people?
Probably not. We can just try and protect ourselves best we can.